This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Second half of the hour on the DJV program. It's all about you and what's going on with you in your life, what you're thinking. Victoria Keelan is here, Jake Kirshner as well. I'm Doug Steffen, and you probably knew that, and you probably knew it was Jake Kirshner's voice that you were listening to and Victoria Keelan's voice as well. Jennifer off today. So there are some laws that are being passed, ladies, that are requiring vaccines in order for you to get into public spaces. The state of New Hampshire, for example, this week announcing that if you're a resident, you cannot be required to get a COVID vaccine in order to access public facilities. But that doesn't override the requirements to get the vaccine to do other things. The state vaccine law there, the Medical Freedom Bill doesn't override the state vaccine law, which requires that all children enrolled in school have to be immunized. So this is a whole can of worms. I wish we had Jack Stockwell with us at the moment, because there are some of these immunizations that are required that I don't believe are necessary. There's just a whole round of these, and the public health people have gotten involved in education and interfering with people's values, I guess, much as anything else. But then we have so much attention on COVID-19. What's the right thing to do? That's the question that people are asking. There is much confusion, certainly, as some of it's political, some of it's medical, some of it's ethical, whatever. You know, there's a lot of different hats you can put onto this. But is there more public benefit to having a vaccine than not? And is it your responsibility as a citizen to do those things for the greater good of the public? There are so many questions that are coming out of this. And as school gets ready to start up, a lot of schools are going to start in another, 3 weeks or so. When does school start where you are, Jay?
Maybe August, end of August, in August.
Yeah. What about you? Do you know what New Jersey does?
I don't know. I don't have kids, so I don't know.
Pay attention to it.
Mm-mm. All right. Well, public benefits are very different as well.
Yeah. Sometimes it's after Labor Day. Sometimes it's before.
It used to always be after Labor Day. That seemed to make the most sense. But now it's been, schools have been starting in August, at least around here. I thought it was ridiculous because they go to school for a week and then they have 3 days off again because of Labor Day. So anyway, the point is that there have been things passed into law, and New Hampshire is an example of a state that's making it important, or making it a requirement, that the children have a certain immunization to protect them and those around them from preventable diseases. And so that's where the COVID comes in. It's not a requirement for attending school because it isn't approved, right? You can't, if you're under 12, the vaccines haven't been approved. One wonders how much is it, and this is what confuses people, because the profit motive for, as Jack Stockwell says, the reason that we are all inundated with all this information is because the drug company makes so much money making these vaccines. You buying into that, ladies? You think is it that cynical, or is there maybe a little bit to that and more?
I think nothing is black and white, right? I think that there are three sides to every story, and so obviously Pfizer and Moderna are not hurting. They're doing, you know, they're selling a lot of vaccines. Yeah. Interestingly, though, I had Pfizer stock, which I actually bought at the beginning of the pandemic. And it hasn't gone anywhere, hasn't done anything. So I don't know why it's not translating, all those vaccines are not translating to the shareholders. But separately from that, I'm from New Jersey. It's a big pharma state. I am not a big pharma fan. So I'm always going to have kind of a skeptical eye on all the big pharma companies, especially Johnson & Johnson. Not a fan of them at all. So,
no.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of corruption there. But at the same time, you know, I have a lot of doctors in our world who, you know, are very much in favor and have all gotten vaccinated, you know, right away. And so, and a lot of healthcare workers, it's like, what, 98% of healthcare workers in the country have been vaccinated. I don't know. I tend to go with the medical professionals and the science in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's Jack says, you know, everyone should be informed. Okay, well, that's me being informed then. That's for me personally.
Yeah, you are informed. Yep, okay, got it. Now, the focus on the Olympics and Simone Biles seemed rather disappointing. What's the story? It's kind of an awkward vault and she got booted. Is that basically the bottom line? What's the story?
No, she's injured. So
she's hurt.
This just hit all the major outlets about 20 minutes ago. She has had to pull out from the team competition. She attempted a vault, and when she landed, she took a bad step, and she basically left. She looked like she was in tears. She left the mat. She was soon seen with her trainer and then the team doctor. She walked out of the facility, and then when she came back, her ankle was all wrapped up. So this is for the team competition, which is a huge blow to Team USA to not have Simone Biles. I'm not sure yet if there are any individual events that she still has left that maybe she can still compete in, but this is really, it's a huge bummer, I'm sure, for her and for everybody else.
And the vault is what was kind of tripping her up with the sticking the landings over the weekend when she went out of bounds. That's when we were talking about her worst day is still better than most people's best days.
Yeah.
Well, look at how hard she's worked, though, to get there. I know. She is. Wow.
In 2016, she won 4 golds and 1 bronze. So, and she, I don't think she's, has she won any medals yet this time around, Jay? I don't think so, right?
I don't think so. I know they came in, didn't they come in second over the weekend, but none of it was medaling stuff, and it was just kind of preliminaries.
Yeah.
Qualifiers.
So this is a bad day.
It's
got to
be heartbreaking.
For sure.
And the families that are there to watch, and because the families could go. They don't have outside, but don't families get to go watch their family members perform? Hasn't that been allowed?
Not this year, though, yeah. Normally they can.
Oh, I thought the families could at least go. No, just participants and that's it.
Yeah, because remember that athlete who was deaf and blind wasn't even allowed to bring a chaperone?
Oh, bring the
person.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay, you're right. Yep, okay. Yep. Speaking of things we remember, yesterday at this time we were talking about Harry. I was about to say Mary and Hagen's daughter, but I mean Harry and Meghan's daughter. The focus was on the royal line of succession, and the two of you, I think all three of you, are horrified that the baby Lilibet was not officially in the line of succession. Well, apparently somebody heard our cries because over the last 24 hours, that has been changed. Now she is, the daughter is in the royal line of succession. Like the fact that it's actually never going to get to her.
Yeah.
But it's
where does she rank? Do you know?
She's number 8.
Oh, 8. Sorry.
Oh, she's 8. Okay.
8. Mm. Yeah.
My big surprise was less about she wasn't listed on the list, and more so that Harry and Archie still were, because I thought that they had taken themselves out of being in line of succession, but I was wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just, yeah. People, again, they're so fascinated with that stuff. It really is, it's part of what we've grown up around. In a sense, we've grown into what's going on in England with the royal family. It's as much a story over here as it is over there. Maybe even more so. Look at the attention Diana had and that whole stuff, what was going on in her life, from people in America and maybe even around the world. But she was the exception when it came to around the world, because a lot of the people that live in the former British colonies resent the hell out of the monarchy and don't like, you know, what it stands for, even though the Brits do. And I think people that are outside of it, you know, we here in America just have that fascination for all things royal. And maybe gets our minds
out of it. Maybe it goes with the fairy tale of it.
Maybe that's it. Yeah, sweet. Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you. New York. speaking of fairy tale romances, banning underage marriages, raising the age of consent to 18. This was a shocker for me because I thought that you had to be like 21 no matter where you were to get married.
No, and in New York, well, in other states as well, the age of consent, sometimes it's 14. And originally
what?
Sometimes it's as young as 14.
And so parents just have to sign off on it.
Yeah. And in a lot of cases, this has led to child trafficking, you know, where parents have literally sold their daughters into marriage. This kind of crazy stuff happens more than you would think. And so there was a whole group of people advocating for raising the age of consent, regardless if your parents write a letter or not. Allowing you to get married under 18 doesn't matter. You still have to be 18 under any circumstance now in New York. So Cuomo got some, you know, some good press on this because this is something that once this was brought to his attention, he was like, whoa, okay, we need to fix this. So, yeah, it's a good thing.
Whoa is right.
Yeah, I know.
17, the kids that are 17 today know nothing. Kids that are 18 know nothing. Kids that are 28 don't know anything. In my estimation, I got married way too early, and that weighed on my children so that neither of them got married early in life. Megan didn't get married until she was, what, 35, and Brendan got married when he was 42. So
they listen to you.
once in a while they do. And I'm going to suggest that people listen to me right now when I talk about the towels that are on sale at MyPillow. If you've been to the MyPillow website, MyPillow products are all listed in the catalog that you can find on MyPillow.com. Right now, this week, the special deal at MyPillow, MyPillow towels that are really absorbent and soft to the touch. You get a 60-day money-back guarantee. But listen to this. You can buy a set, which includes two hand towels, washcloth, two-pack, and also two big bath towels, for $39.99. The price on these things normally is $109.99. So you can actually buy three now for the price of one with a promo code DJV. When you go into MyPillow.com and you click on the Radio Listener Specials page, there's a square there. Enter the promo code into the square, DJV. And then look at some of the other deep discounts. It'll tell you when you look around the catalog what you'll be entitled to as discounts, as far as discounts are concerned, by using the DJV code. So you may find a lot of other things that you need right now, like some new sheets, new pillows, always in vogue. Get them all at deep discounts with the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Finding the perfect hire can feel like searching for a needle in a bottomless haystack of resumes. Indeed makes hiring fast and simple with 135 skill sets to help candidates prove that they have the experience your job requires. Their powerful hiring platform even helps you schedule and conduct video interviews right on their site, which is probably why Indeed delivers four times more hires than all the other job sites combined. That's according to Talent Nest. To learn more about finding your next great hire, visit Indeed.com/credit.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee. That's HTM.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
The The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Three after the hour now here on the DJV program. A lot of interesting things are trending, as is usually the case on our social media. Jay Kirshner is in charge of keeping an eye on all of that stuff. A lot of people are interested in what's going on at the Olympics for sure. Then there is the Black Widow situation with Scarlett Johansson and Stephen Dorff, which we'll get to right after this.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
All right, so let's get at this thing. We've been talking about this since the Black Widow came out and did very well at the box office the first weekend. And then because they streamed it the second weekend and went down into the toilet, one wonders, I think Scarlett Johansson was pretty upset about what happened, the streaming early on, wasn't she? And some of the other stars thought it should be exclusively in theaters for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so who's Stephen Dorff? Let's refresh our memories as to how he played into all of this. He is an actor.
He was in the film Blade. He was on the one season short-lived 2020 show Deputy, and he was doing some serious trash talking a few weeks ago and saying how
Why did anybody pay any attention to him?
What?
Well, it made the rounds all over social media, so apparently somebody paid attention. Well, I don't know.
Why would people pay
it.
Attention to this guy? That's, you know.
Well, I don't know, because he's not a household name, but he's a well enough known
actor.
He admitted
to not having even seen the movie. That's why I guess I'm wondering why give him any credibility at all. The question. But anyway, go ahead. I'm not questioning you. I'm just saying, what in the world? It fascinates.
Yeah, you
know what you taught
then.
Me? Jay, mm-hmm. You've taught me something that I haven't really thought of before. Not that Victoria hasn't or Jennifer before, but the nuance, if you will, and that's probably a nice way of putting it, the minuscule focus of people in their pea-brained brains on stuff that has... Why would anybody care what this guy says? Why would there be any issue at all? Scarlett Johansson's a big star. It's a big movie.
I don't think Scarlett Johansson cares what he said. I mean, he just said that he was embarrassed for her, he was embarrassed for the movies, and blah,
so
blah, blah.
What?
Because he said, you know, he wants to work with independent directors, and he doesn't want to do big Marvel movies. Okay, fine. So
right.
I don't think anyone's knocking on your door anyway, but
yeah,
sure.
He was
go
talking
ahead.
About a lot of, you know, Hollywood selling out. It was more so a focus on that. And he came back and he was saying he's apologizing for what he had said. The UK Independent took things a little bit out of context. He was
just talking about the old out of context.
But here's the thing. The guy who plays, I can't think of his name. He's also on Stranger Things. Hopper on Stranger Things. He is in Black Widow. And I kind of feel like Stephen Dorff is the poor man's that guy. Like, it's almost
David
like he
Harbour,
thought
I think
he...
Is his name.
Yes, that's it. It was almost like Stephen Dorff felt like he should have had that role or something. But he came back and he's like, no, I was wrong. I was stupid. I was trash-talking. I was in a big trash-talking mood that day, and I said the wrong things.
He's been
things,
doing press long enough
out of talk.
He should know.
Yeah.
You know,
how come,
like, come on.
When I get into a trash-talking mood, why doesn't somebody spread that around on social media? Doug Steffen said this.
Well, maybe because you're trashing the wrong things. You're
nobody
not trashing
cares.
Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, really? I should. Well, then I should start. Maybe. Who can
there
I trash?
Go.
I trash Stephen
Colbert
all the time. Yeah.
And no one cares.
Okay. 28 past the hour. Here we go.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BEACH.
Gonna miss you around here, Iris.
Olivia's best optometry technician is going back to school.
Did we get that new friend?
Her eye is already twitching about finding a replacement.
Ugh, this can't keep happening. We're gonna have to cancel appointments.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessments. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get 70.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Just under half of unvaccinated Americans reveal they don't trust the fact checkers or the government to answer their concerns about the emergency use vaccines. Lee Carter, president of Maslansky and Partners, shares with Fox News her findings.
One of the things that we've been hearing from all the folks that we've been talking to is that they don't have a place that they feel that they can trust to get unbiased information. Everybody's pushing an agenda.
163 million Americans are fully vaccinated as of Monday. Tong Ying Kit, the first person to be charged and tried under Hong Kong's national security law imposed by Chinese authorities, was found guilty of terrorism and inciting secession by 3 judges Tuesday. The 24-year-old had pleaded not guilty to the charge and was denied a jury trial. The maximum sentence is life in prison. Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Vaccine hesitancy across America includes about half of her citizens. The way politics has infiltrated the pandemic is leaving most unvaccinated folks with distrust and disbelief the experts have their best interest at heart. Yale epidemiology professor Dr. Harvey Risch on Fox News says Delta variant cases is already on the downtick in England and will soon be removed from the equation in America within a month or so.
I think that really the problem is they have no imagination and they don't really think about what's going on and how to solve it. They're working on a premise that if they didn't do enough in the first place, they'll just do the same, but more so now. And that's a failed idea. And really, we have the tools to fix it, and we just need to use them. For the breakthrough cases, for people who get COVID, treat them as outpatients with hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, other treatments that work very well, and that solves the problem. As to Delta that's coming, Delta's going away in the UK. So this is a bump that we're facing now and is very likely to be gone in another 3 or 4 weeks in the U.S. or going down in 3 or 4 weeks. So we are really in what I would call a fairly optimistic point if we would just use our brains and solve it the way we know how to do.
It doesn't help when public officials attempt to shame the unvaccinated. California Governor Democrat Gavin Newsom insinuated Monday that unvaccinated people were a danger to everyone. Quote, "It's like drunk drivers. You don't have the right to go out and drink and drive and put everyone else at risk, including your own life at risk." End quote. I'm Lance Pratt. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Get on the road to wellness, then start your journey with the Good Day Health Podcast. Just go to gooddayhealthshow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Thirty-four at the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jake Kirshner here. Today is National Korean War Veterans Armistice Day. Is that armistice? Can you say that quickly? Armistice. Too many S's and C's. Anyway, every year, both America and South Koreans, American and South Koreans, observe National Korean War Veterans Armistice Day. This day was started as a way to commemorate and recognize the peace treaty that triggered a ceasefire in the war between the North and the South. The North and the South. In America, the North and the South in Korea. 36,000 Americans were killed. 103,000 service members wounded in action. This is another example for me. What this brings up is not disrespect for the men and women who died serving this purpose. Well, there was no purpose to it. It's another one of these things. It was the first after World War II. It was the next war. The military-industrial complex, which the year before Eisenhower had warned about as president, beware the military-industrial complex, and he was certainly the one who would know. He led the Allies in Germany to the end, the destruction of the Nazis and the end of World War II. He was the guy. But he could see all of the money that was made during the war. The only companies that made any money during the war in America, everybody else sacrificed, with the exception of the people that made armaments, airplanes, tanks, jeeps, made a huge killing. Pardon the pun.
You know, it's interesting you say that, because I saw a post that your son Brendan actually reposted about this, and I was going to ask you, because I admittedly do not know much at all about the Korean War. Mm-hmm. So this person tweeted, "There is ebbing consciousness of what the U.S. did to Korea and Vietnam in its war on communism. You wonder how many people know that the U.S. leveled cities, deforested the countryside, poisoned the earth, raised industry, and murdered one-tenth of the populations."
The Vietnamese War was a scourge. More so the Vietnam War than the Korean War, but it started with Korea, and it was a blight on American history.
5 million Koreans were killed.
Yeah.
Yeah, 20% of the population.
Yes, and the health issues that came about as a result of what happened then. Now, granted,
chemical warfare and all that.
Yeah, right. That's when chemical warfare. Well, it started. The Nazis started it. Chemical warfare was started during World War II, and there may have been some examples of some of it being used during World War I, but it really didn't get used a lot till World War II, and then it just became these companies. And again, it's Monsanto, it's Bayer. It's all of these companies, the chemical companies, DuPont, Dow Chemical, all the ones that are controlling the food we eat today, basically the seed supply. It's all the same companies that created this mayhem and ruined bodies. We ruined the land, and we continue to do this. Why is it that we're so caught up in the nuance of nonsense? We were talking about this just a few minutes ago with this stuff that's trending on social media. People say, oh, I can't get involved in that serious stuff. Well, what happens to you? What is the value of your life if you don't do something about these things that are not only hurting our life that we have today, but what about the people that are coming along? What about my grandson now and my grandson-to-be that my son's wife has in her womb at the moment? What kind of conditions are they going to live under as a result of all this hazardous crap? You know, we did something. Asbestos came out of wars. Look what that did, the First World War. Look what asbestos has done to millions and millions of people. You know, you see these ads on TV all the time of these lawyers, another bunch of greedy SOBs, making money off of the stuff that was created by the first group of greedy SOBs that created all this harm. But we could sell the stuff, so let's sell it. And the vulnerability of men and women who work in the Pentagon who would actually fall for this stuff. Yeah, we can kill lots of the enemy. Well, where do you think that when you put that stuff into the air, where do you think it blows to? Everything blows from west to east. So when you put all that stuff in the air in Vietnam, you don't think some of it didn't land here in America? Of course it did.
Yeah.
And, you know, so on and on it goes. So to pay tribute to the soldiers is one thing, but to excoriate the people behind these wars, the Chinese had the whole situation. You know, the Chinese declared their independence in about the same time the Israelis did, as a matter of fact, when Mao Zedong came into power. And the first thing they wanted to do was absorb everything, the same as the Chinese are doing today. You know, you can blame Mao Zedong for pretty much all of the stuff philosophically that we're all having to live with today with regard to COVID. I went into a store last night to try to find some equipment for my tractors. It's a company called Tractor Supply. They have about 1,600 stores around the country. It's become a big business. You think you can find anything in there that's not made in China in terms of tools? And I said something to the woman at the desk. I said, I can't. I'm a farmer. I don't want to buy this crap made in China. She said, yeah, but the company doesn't care. They buy whatever they can that's cheap and sell it. And that's what goes on in Dollar General. It goes on at Walmart. It goes on, you know, and we're basically handing the Chinese the money so that they can go do more stuff like they did in Korea in the 1950s. The Chinese communists invaded Korea because they wanted to annex Korea. And the North and the South, the North was basically overrun by the Chinese, where Kim Jong Fatty is now. His parents were all taken in by the Chinese, if you will, or his forefathers were, and they were installed in power by the Chinese communists. And so they wanted to take over. The people in the South said, no, we're not going to do this. So they put up resistance. And, of course, America, bing, bang, boom, runs right into it and goes in with the South Koreans. And that's why 36,000 of American soldiers died. And at the end of the day, what do we have? We still have a fuss. We have the DMZ zone. And there's no resolve to the problem, to the situation. Same thing happened in Vietnam, although they're a little better off. Look at all the Vietnamese. I don't know how many people came to America from Korea after the war. With Vietnam, we made special dispensation. My barber is a Vietnamese, born in Vietnam, came to this country under a special, after the war, a special doctrine that was put into effect that encouraged Vietnamese to come to this country to be, what do we call it, expatriate, become immigrated. Come and go through the usual process, but they were given a little extra dispensation. And so, but look what we did to Cambodia and Vietnam during that war. And that was the most unpopular war in the history of our country. It divided our country, and we've not been together since. Vietnam ruined this country. It did. It ruined it. And
well,
so
I think generationally, maybe. Because, you know, I think
maybe
ruined,
we're getting over it, but the politics
I think maybe
today,
for a
today.
Generation, you could definitely make that argument. But I think, yeah. Like, by the time, I mean, that's like a boomer thing, but by the time, like, I was, you know, growing up, I
but
don't
the, what I'm making,
really heard
the point
people
I'm
talking
making,
about it.
Okay, maybe the point I'm making I made bluntly, or maybe it didn't make sense. We have deep divisions in our country today that are based, we think, on politics. Well, the deep divisions go back to, I was in high school at that time, and I remember, and then I was in college, I remember what the all college life was built around, the Vietnam War. You were for it or you were against it,
right?
And those divisions have stayed with us today because mostly Republicans were for it and mostly Democrats were against it back in that era. And now, it's you know, look at what the situation is today. We haven't really gotten the people that are... They run the Pentagon. More of them are Republicans than they are Democrats, and I can say that with very comfortable looking at the history of the people who have made war. And I've been a Republican most of my life, so maybe I fall into that category. Or I think more about it now because I think that we've done a huge disservice not only to ourselves but to the generations that follow us. Are you even thinking about those people who have deep roots and families that are in, you know, that have served the country? World War II. I said the other day I was watching Midway on TV the other night, and I've seen it once or twice, bits and pieces of it before. It was a fabulous example of how we rallied and were able to overcome a terrific, almost over, at that point. The Japanese were way ahead of the Americans in terms of numbers of ships and training and all that sort of thing, and yet we managed to put the pedal to the metal, and we turned the tide of the war at Midway. It was 2 years into the war, and how many Americans had died before that? The history of why can't we just get along? That's what it is. There is a supreme being looking down upon us, and if that's what it is, or somehow or other influencing us, wondering how it is. This is a great experiment. Can it last? I don't see how it lasts. I don't see how humanity survives with going down the roads we're going now. And I don't mean to sound like a jerk or a pessimist, but we better get our act together, because there's no way with all of this stuff, the Chinese, the way they're behaving, and with the money and power that they've gotten from us, because we are interested in money and power, greedy, that's part of the human condition. And it's led us to this turmoil that we have that has brought us COVID and so many other things. And, you know, people are still on it. The drug companies are making jillions selling drugs to keep people from getting the vaccine that was created in a laboratory by scientists, many of whom, who knows, they may have worked for some of the drug companies to begin with. It's a round robin. It's like the military-industrial complex. Round and round and round it goes. And why don't people see that? Am I just strange? Why is it that this stuff really bothers me. You can tell by listening to my voice, the tone of my voice. It really bothers me. And yet when I have conversations with other people that are my age, or perhaps my education, I don't want to talk about that. Let's talk about the Red Sox. Let's talk about the Patriots. Yeah, seriously. I don't want to talk about that. Yeah. So I'm banging my head against the wall, I guess, so it's time for me to help you lose some weight. Here I am, banging my head against the wall. I think I've been pretty successful at telling these stories about Calitrin and how wonderful it is and how it helps people lose the weight. They wouldn't still be here 5 years later telling the story if I hadn't, or you hadn't reacted well, people listening to the program, and bought the product and used it and felt comfortable with it. And that's because it works. Check it out for yourself. That's the wonderful thing about it is, not only it's all natural, but completely guaranteed. If you don't like it, if it doesn't work for you, send it back, get your money back. Bingo. That's it. Results, results, results. There are studies that prove Calitrin works. Read all about them at their website, toploss.com. Go there, check it out. And then once you've decided you want to use this to keep the weight off or help you lose weight, whatever, however the approach, then you go to the purchase page there at toploss.com and use the DJV code. Get 3 months supply free. You get free shipping. It's a win-win situation all the way around. Check it out for yourself. Lose the weight. Make your body happy. Calitrin's a product. You find it at toploss.com.
Let's start with everyone out there looking to catch up on some much-needed summer fun. Narrow it to all those summer fun seekers who got caught without sunscreen. Oh, for you, Walgreens now offers delivery in as little as 1 hour. From sunscreen to bug spray to snacks and toys, Walgreens makes it easy to get the essentials you need quickly so you can keep your summer going.
Right now, buy one sun care item from brands like Banana Boat. Get one 50% off. Of equal or lesser price, valid through 94. Restrictions apply. See Walgreens.com for details.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation, Private! Astute!
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Sergeant!
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Three after the hour now on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Victoria J, and Chuck Curry here right now for Movie Moments. We're going to dig into a pile of things that are unspeakable right after this.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Miravet on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Listen to this. Tiny Bubbles or something. What was the name of the theme from The Exorcist, Chucker?
Was it called Tiny Bubbles?
I think it was like Tubular Bells.
Yeah, that was it. Tubular. Tiny Bubbles with Don Ho from Hawaii. Right,
that wouldn't work.
No. Not quite. Okay, so.
Here's a big story broke yesterday. Listen to this. Universal Pictures cut a pretty big $400 million deal with Blumhouse Entertainment. Now, Blumhouse Entertainment specializes in horror. They do the Conjuring movies. They reinvigorated the Halloween franchise. Now, Universal's going to pay them $400 million for a new Exorcist trilogy that will play theatrically and also be streamed on their Peacock network. Here's a caveat. Like, Blumhouse brought back Jamie Lee Curtis for the Halloween franchise. believe it or not, they're going to bring back Ellen Burstyn, who's now 88 years old, who starred in the original film as Chris McNeil. She was awesome in that movie. She's going to return in a major role, and actor Leslie Odom Jr., who is in Hamilton, he's going to be the main star. The Exorcist was nominated for 10 Oscars, Doug, back in 1973. People lined up around city blocks. I still think it's the scariest, best horror film ever produced. There's been sequels. The Death of the
Bunch. All right, so I want to bring Jay in on this. Jay likes all this crap. Do you agree with Chuck or Jay? It is crap. Yeah, Jay, what about your feelings about The Exorcist?
Yeah, I mean, that movie traumatized me as a child because I had an older cousin who showed it to me as when I was 5.
Oh,
what?
But then I kind of grew into my love of serial killer movies kind of stuff and not so much the supernatural. And now that I'm older and I'm like, oh, no, I'm into all of it.
Are you
know, I
had
the opposite.
Child?
I didn't see The Exorcist until I was 32 years old. So, and it was fine. I wasn't scared at all because I was an adult. Right. But seeing it as a little kid, oh my god!
Oh, I slept with the lights on my entire childhood.
But I also
and into the teenage years, and needed somebody to fall asleep with me.
If you were raised with any sort of religious background, Christian, I was grew up Catholic. That movie psychologically is pretty powerful. But the one caveat here that is still interesting is in the press release, they're going to do this for theatrical release and their streaming service. So these studios are not backing off their major game plan to keep the streaming going alongside theatrical releases, which I still think long-term is going to shave at least 20% off theaters permanently. And whether they can sustain their business model, do they condense the amount of screens they have in these multiplexes? I guess it's yet to be determined, but it's not going to be the same model anymore ever. I don't think ever.
I hope so. I hope it stays with some streaming stuff. We've been my husband and I have been talking about this for years that we didn't understand why they didn't offer just more expensive to stream rather than go to theater because we like the comforts of our home.
Oh, come on. Will you?
So when COVID hit and things shut down, we loved it.
We love it, too. I know that this is generational. I know I said that a lot, but it is.
Good God.
You hear this, Doug? This is bad. This is where we're going to go. Is the streaming
it's more comfortable. It's more convenient to stay home.
Yeah, you can watch the film if you have to use the restroom. You don't have to try to hold it and give yourself a UTI.
I can drink wine on my couch.
Oh, you can drink wine in theaters.
Sneak wine
just
in a bottle.
Don't do it at
paper
the 14
bag.
Theaters.
Yeah. All right, Chuck, I see what you started. Thanks a lot, pal. All right, there it is. our moment or two divided, it is divided. Devoted to...
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.